I went to see the man who organized this stairway, a 42-year-old African lawyer, Nelson Mandela, the most dynamic leader in South Africa today. The police were hunting for him at the time, but African nationalists had arranged for me to meet him at his hideout. He is still underground. This is Mandela's first television interview. I asked him what it was that the African really wanted.
The Africans require, want the franchise, the basis of one man, one vote. They want political independence.
Do you see Africans being able to develop in this country without the European being pushed out?
We have made it very clear in our policy that South Africa is a country of many races. There is room for all the various races in this country.
Are there many educated Africans in South Africa?
Yes. We have a large number of Africans who are educated and who are taking part in the political struggles of Africa. The question of education has nothing to do with the question of the vote. On numerous occasions, it has been proved in history that people can enjoy the vote even if they have no education. Of course, we desire education, and we think it's a good thing. But you don't have to have education in order to know that you want certain fundamental rights, you have got aspirations, you have got claims. It has nothing to do with education whatsoever.
Are you planning any more campaigns of non-cooperation?
Yes. The Peter Marisbeck resolution makes provision for campaign of non-cooperation with the government, and we are presently studying plans to implement this aspect of the resolution.
Now, if Dr. Verwoerd's government doesn't give you the kind of concession that you want sometime soon, is there any likelihood of violence?
There are many people who feel that the reaction of the government to our stay-at-home orders and general mobilizations, arming the white community, arresting 10,000 of our people, the show of force throughout the country. Notwithstanding our clear declaration that this campaign is being run on peaceful and non-violent lines, close the chapter as far as our method of political struggle is concerned.
Thank you. Next to them, don't you? Thank you. Thank you. heart shivering now. His eyes bloodshot, veins popping like a Pringle pack. And if you don't get money back, you'll split hair and neck pack. And life ain't fair, I swear my mum said the same. And if you play the late games, you may lose your last name. And car keys, pets and Villa down Canary Way. Your heart lights the Larry Way, but brain takes the driving seat. Yeah.
Shaky and I'm playing 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 shaky and I'm play The Tin Mine. The Tin Mine. The Tin Mine. Tin Mine, big up yourself. We'll be right back.
1,000 years later, where did I go? Captain, am I home? I just can't remember. My love has grown. Where did I go? Where did I go?
Thousand.